peace be yours from God, our Father, and the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Which is better in the kingdom of God, to serve or to be seated? To answer that question, we must think about our text today from Luke chapter 10, with the Holy Spirit inspired for us in our learning. Jesus went to a house, the house of Martha, and her sister Mary was there. And they also had a brother. Do you recall who the brother was? Starts with an L. Lazarus, that's right. This is Lazarus, Martha, and Mary. They're all siblings. And Jesus comes and he teaches at that house. Wow, could you imagine the Lord Jesus coming to your house to teach? Wouldn't that be remarkable? And where was Martha? She was serving. It says in the text she was distracted with much serving. And where was Mary? She was sitting at Jesus' feet, listening to his teaching. Sitting at Jesus' feet. Martha was not only distracted by her serving, but she was also disturbed. You heard it in the text. And so she got up and she talked to Jesus, and she was going to tell Jesus how the kingdom of God ought to run. And she says, you know, there was lots to do. There was dishes to be done, floors to sweep, things to put away. And she was there all by herself, and she sees her sister sitting and listening to Jesus. And so she tells the Lord, "Lord, do you not care that I am left to serve here alone? Tell my sister to get off her lazy butt and help," right? That's what it says in the text, Greek translation, it's a lot nice. "For God knows that it's far better to serve in the kingdom of God than to be seated," right? The Lord corrected Martha and complimented Mary. He says, "Martha, Martha," and you know it's bad if your name is used twice, right? "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but only one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, and that will not be taken away from her." From this, the church learns to set our priorities on hearing the Word of God. The possibilities and the opportunities of service are endless in the kingdom of God. We're not yet in heaven. There's still dishes to do, floors to sweep, things to be done every day. Yet the times when we can sit and listen to our Savior are few. Not many. Once a week for us, twice a week maybe. What is the Lord teaching us in this text? Put our priorities on what? Serving, serving, serving? Or sitting, sitting, sitting? It's kind of like being on fire, I suppose. I hope none of us ever get on fire, but what do we know? We have a great saying we say about when we're on fire. What do? We stop, drop, and roll, right? Likewise, when the Savior comes to your house to teach, when he comes to our house today to teach, what do? Do we serve, 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 get distracted by much serving? Or do we stop, sit, and listen, like Mary? If Martha and Mary were examples of how we possess faith and how we are saved, and lots of things in the Scriptures are that. They're pictures of how we possess faith and how we are saved. Then Martha would represent what? Our relationship with God, if it were built on the law and works and service, right? We'd have to rewrite the Scriptures, wouldn't we? We'd say faith comes by serving, and serving Jesus and the disciples. We have to serve Jesus and serve the disciples, and then we'll be good with God, right? We'd also maybe hear faith. What we really hear is faith comes by what? Hearing. And hearing the word of Christ. That's what Mary was doing. She was sitting and listening. Her faith was being planted by Jesus himself. Faith comes by hearing. Does Scripture say, by serving we are saved? No, it says, by faith we are saved. By faith. And faith comes by hearing. Perhaps we can also learn three principles from this text and all of Scripture today. Very applicable, I suppose. Number one, Two Marthas don't make a Mary. Right? What does that mean? Well, the solution to the problem of serving when there's lots to do, there's lots of work to be done, in order to have a good relationship with God, the answer is not to add more workers. That's never going to help the relationship with God. Oh, let's get some more workers. Add Mary. Mary, come on, help. We have service to do. No. The only way in which we have a better relationship with God is what? By stopping, sitting, and listening, receiving from God. Let Him serve you. That's what we call grace, right? We don't have a better relationship with God by our service, but rather by our sitting, listening, hearing, receiving. It's also true, principle number two, so to speak, two Marys don't make a Martha, right? So if we sit and sit and sit all the time, is the work going to get done all by itself? The dishes, the floors, everything else, the windows, the communion ware, will that get put up all by itself? No. It takes service, doesn't it? And if everybody just came and sat and nobody did anything, then pastor wouldn't even get up and give a sermon, would he? We just sit around. It would be like the Quaker church, just wait for something to happen. No. Two Marys don't make a Martha. So what do? Something has to get done. Somebody has to serve. And Jesus isn't here visibly on earth except where the pure preaching is heard and the right administration of the sacraments are given out. But Jesus physically isn't here putting the table together, putting the sermon together. So what do? Principle number three, so to speak. There's a time for everything. That's something in the Bible too. There's a time for everything. The book of Ecclesiastes. We might say there's a time to serve and a time to sit. A time to serve and do things for the church, do things for your neighbor out of love. And other times are times to sit and receive from Jesus. And prioritize our time to sit and receive with Jesus. Not neglect that. Not think that, well, if we serve, then that'll be good enough. No. We need time to sit and receive, to be served by God. Jesus even says, doesn't he? He says, I have not come to be served, but to serve. To give my life as a ransom for many. So, no one wants to go to heaven and hear, well, you over-Martha'd, right? But likewise, nobody wants to go to church and hear, well, you over-married either. So when it's time to worship, as it is this morning, Sunday worship, what do? We put the smartphones where? Away. We put work and things, the world, away, and we worship. Likewise, when we go to work, you don't steal from your employer and say, oh, I couldn't work today, I had to read the Word of God at work. You're stealing, right? There's time to worship and other times to serve. There's a time for everything. We're in the month of July, so it's only 6 months until Christmas. You'll begin seeing the changes in the stores very soon. This text might remind us of something what we do at Christmas time, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. We don't plan the family meal around Christmas Eve and Day. Did I say that right? We don't plan our day around the family meal, do we? Rather, we should plan Christmas Day and Eve first, and the meal gets put in secondary, right? So let's not hear, well, you go on to church, I've got to make the meal, we got family coming over, right? Isn't it better to say, let's all go to church together, let's all receive, let's all hear, let's all be merry at Christmas time. And then we'll come and hear about Mary and her child. And how he'd come not to be served, but to serve, to save. The greatest Christmas gift is God himself in the flesh for us. But if we're not there to hear, then how are we to believe? And if we don't believe, then how are we with God? Rather, let's all be Marys and come to God's house and hear and be Marys. The good news today, God chose to make us the good portion, us sinners. He called to be the good portion in his mind. Therefore, may we ever sit at his feet in awe and praise and wonder and choose time with him as the most precious thing in all the world. Choose the good portion, which will not be taken away from you. Stop. Sit. And listen, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness out of the mouths of babes. And all these things will be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.